Cardiff, this is Kevin.
How come you don't have an English accent?
Pardon me?
I'm sorry. I said, how come you don't have an English accent like the guy on the answering machine?
I don't even know why that guy has an English accent, to be honest with you.
Okay.
How are you doing today?
I'm all right. Yeah, I got a mail solicitation from you guys, and I'm quite familiar with these. I call them merchant loan accounts, I guess, where they, you know, you debit my account daily or weekly or whatever to get repaid. Is that essentially what this is?
Well, it just depends on what you're looking. We're a commercial bank, so yes, we do have that product.
Oh, you're actually a commercial bank.
Yes.
Okay.
We also offer asset-based financing, equipment loans, equipment leases, working capital loans, credit card advance. I mean, it just really depends on what you're looking to do.
Well, these lenders typically require very minimal documentation, specifically just like a few months of credit card statements and a few months of bank statements.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you do? Or low doc loans, or how does it?
Yeah, we do. We have that product. Absolutely.
Okay. Can I give you a little bit of information, and you might be able to give me an estimate as far as what I, you know, where I might qualify for, that type of thing?
Sure.
What do you need to know?
Well, what are you looking for, first of all? Like you're looking. Sounds like you're looking for cash. How much, and what are you using it for?
You know, I'll just throw out a number of like 100,000.
Okay.
And basically using it to hopefully pay off some higher interest debt that's kind of concentrated in a shorter time frame.
Okay.
And also to at least partially finance a container of inventory, a direct import merchandise from China, mostly China, Indonesia, that type of thing.
Gotcha. Okay.
And we have to do it by the full container load, so that's like 50 grand. You usually a pop.
What is your inventory? What do you sell?
We sell antique and semi-antique, I'll call it, art, furniture, folk art, statuary, decorative items, that type of thing.
Gotcha. Okay. So 50 for that container. How much? So about 100, I think you said in total.
Yeah,
50
like
for that
total
specific purchase
would be a big help at this juncture.
Okay. And your current high interest loans. Who are those through? And are those the daily or weekly payment that you were mentioning, or what type of finance is that?
Yeah. Well, I have one that's going to be paid off in about 8 weeks with Swift Capital. It's called.
Swift, okay, I know
them.
The other
one that runs through May is with, I believe, it's Quarter Spot.
Okay.
And the balance on that one's about, I think it's about 57,000, something like that right now.
Okay, and how much was Swift, roughly?
Swift is 13 or 14,000.
Okay. So, yeah, we can easily pay them off. What we would need to do then, typically it's a 2-to-1 ratio. We don't just pay off, you know, other debt.
Yeah.
So
right
it would
now,
be...
Okay, hold on. My, as of 9/13, okay. In about 2 weeks, my balances would be about 59 with Quarter Spot and about 14.7 with Swift. So a total of about 73,000.
How soon are you looking to get the loan, though? 2 weeks makes a big difference.
What makes a big difference?
The 2 weeks, just as far as if it's a daily payment, 2 weeks can make a big difference. I mean, in 2 weeks, you could pay off,
$5,000. Yeah, these are weekly payments, actually. So,
okay.
$1,800 a week on Swift Capital, $1,787 to be precise, and $1,842 a week on Quarter Spot.
I'm sorry, how much was Quarter Spot?
$1,787 a week.
for that quarter spot. Okay, and then what was Swift?
1842 a week.
1842, okay. So we'll just guess.
Really
so we'll get some of the total at about 60,000. Is that what you were thinking? I'm sorry, 70,000?
The two loans?
Yeah.
Well, right, like I said, in 2 weeks, I think it would be at about 72,000, something like that, in 2 weeks. So now it's a little bit higher than that.
Okay. So what we would be looking at would be writing a total loan free of 144. Unless, do you want to get, so that would give you, let's see, 144, let's see. Yeah, so you would be netting, you know, roughly the same amount that we're paying off. So you would net about 72,000 cash after the payoff. You have to take on as much new money as we're paying off. That's kind of the rule of thumb when you're getting these notes paid off.
No, I understand why that makes sense.
Is that okay for you?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's sort of, just a second, I'm sorry. I just need to do something here. Okay. I mean, it sort of depends on the what the fees are that are involved and that sort of thing. I mean, you guys work on a straight percentage premium, or how does that work?
It's a money factor. I mean, it's going to be similar as far as the way that your current notes are set up. All of the programs are pretty similar as far as how you qualify, the application process.
Yeah.
We're going to be cheaper, but and we're going to offer most likely longer terms than both Quarter Spot and Swift were able to do for you.
Yeah.
But we'll leave that up to you. You know, obviously, the longer you borrow the money, the more it's going to cost you. So we'll give you some different options and let you look at them and kind of see where you want to go.
Okay. But even as it stands now, with it being about, you know, I should just fine-tune these numbers. But let's say, actually, I think right now what I'm at is about 75,000 right this minute, pretty damn close to that. So you would need to do a loan of 150?
Correct.
What if, I mean, what does it take to qualify for a loan of 150?
Well, it depends on the length of term. You know, typically the way that we look at it is we want to see that your weekly or monthly payment doesn't exceed 15 to 20% of what you're depositing. We want you to have 80 to 90% of what you're depositing to work with for your company.
Okay.
So we can extend the term, shorten the term, you know, in order for you to qualify, and then we can do the same in order for us to meet the budget that you're looking to hit.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Let's say it's 150 and it was a 2-year term. What would my daily payments or weekly payments or whatever look like? And this is all assuming, this is hypothetical, assuming I qualify,
and sure,
et cetera, et cetera.
So it'll be roughly, I mean, somewhere between $1,700 and $1,800 per week.
Per week. And that's over 2 years.
Correct.
All right. And do you guys have any sort of prepayment? Is there an advantage to prepayment? Or
absolutely. Oh, no, absolutely. Depending on when you pay off, it's significant savings to you as far as your remaining interest.
Now, if I take that 17 to 18, so you're saying that has to be, so per week, so roughly times 4, let's use 1,800 as the bigger number. 1,800, hold on, I work on my phone, it has to be my calculator.
You could multiply that by 104.
By what?
104.
Yeah, so is it what, the 1,800?
Yeah.
Well, what I'm looking at is, hold on a second, 1,800 times 4. So that's 7,200 divided by 0.15. Yeah, that's pretty damn close. I mean, if we were looking at 7,200 a month, then we might be a little bit more, because it's probably more like 4.25 or something.
Right.
That would mean my monthly revenues or deposits would, at a 15% factor, would need to be about 48,000. And that's, we're right about there, 48 to 50, 52, something like that. So you said 104 times 1,800, 187.2 divided by 1.24 factor, and that's a 2-year term.
Correct.
And that's, you know, that's reasonably, all that math we went through is reasonably accurate. Is that right? Do you think? I mean, I know you're, you know, we're just kind of working through this on the phone, which isn't the best way to do it. What do you need? Have an answer in minutes. What do I need to do?
There's a 16-digit reservation code.
Yes.
Can I get that from you, first of all?
Yeah, and I just have a file that I keep of these kind of things, and I've had this for quite some time, so I'm not sure when that happened, but here it is. When I got this, is what I'm trying to say, 2411-0501-0007-7812. Now, I have one other
the
thing.
The Coration?
Yes.
Okay.
That I should tell you about that's, you know, just in the interest of full disclosure. I have a revolving, because I'd rather do it now than have it come up at the last minute and have you say, oh, we can't do it because of this. I have a revolving loan with a lender called Cabbage. Have you heard of them?
I have.
Yeah. And basically, I'm kind of at my max with them. So as it stands right now, I pay back every month, and then I borrow almost what I paid back, but not quite as much because they get their fees, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Is that something you guys work with, or?
So how does that work? That's attached to your accounts receivables, or how does that whole program work?
It's got nothing to do with accounts receivable. It's just every month. I mean, I've had it now going on, a year and a half, I guess, maybe a little longer. I'm not sure, a year and a half, 2.5. But every month they debit. Okay, let's start with taking the money out, because that's where it starts. I borrow X dollars. I have a $100,000 line of credit with them. I borrow, let's say, $20,000 from them on that line of credit. They have a 6-month payback. So every month they debit my account for 1/6 of that plus the fees, whatever that works out to.
Okay.
So that particular loan is paid off in 6 months. And then once that's paid off, so I'm up kind of against my credit limit with them, so I'm have to pay off every month, and then I can take more out. Does that make sense?
Yes.
I mean, is it understandable whether it makes sense or not? It's all another question.
Yeah, I mean,
I've got some things going on with respect to recapitalizing my business and selling some equity in my building that I own.
Okay.
That bring the money in necessary to pay that off, but I'm looking at what you guys do as a bridge. Might be kind of an expensive bridge, but you know, in my estimation, it would be worth it to kind of. It would be a bridge to the promised land, I guess, how I'd put it.
No, I understand what you're saying, but what is, what is the concern? What, from your standpoint, why would that be a concern for us?
Cabbage?
Yeah.
I don't think it should be, because my net outflows from them every month are like $1,500. When I say net, I mean what I have to pay them versus what I borrow from them every month. So it's essentially it's a line of credit that I'm drawing on. I pay some off, and then I draw it again. Then I have to draw it again. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, so if you just looked at one side of the transaction, in other words, oh, gosh, I have these obligations to Cabbage of $10,000 a month or whatever they are, you might say, whoa. But the other side of the transaction is that I'm able to take about $9,000 a month from them. So it's really like a $1,000 or $1,500 a month net outflow.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, no, that shouldn't affect us at all. I mean,
you don't think so? Okay, yeah, I just wanted to bring it up because I had a situation once where you know everything was ready to go, and then the underwriter said, "Well, what is this?" And it kind of killed it. So,
I see. No, I don't see that being an issue with us.
Okay, what is your name? I'm sorry.
My name is Kevin.
Kevin.
Last name is Bice,
B-I-C-E. Sorry?
My last name is Bice, B-I-C-E.
No, really? Okay, well, that's kind of like my name is Rusty Staff, so there you go. Anyway, the unfortunate name club, but anyway, that's not too bad, I don't think. But anyway, so did you find my you did find my reservation. Does that tell you anything specific that...
I can just say that see that you had had some working capital loans in the past, corporate services listed here, and a couple others. But what I do need to do though is get the best phone number for you.
Okay, I'll give you my cell. It's better than this.
Okay.
303-619-5938.
Okay, and what is the best email for you?
Rusty, R-U-S-T-Y, and this is going to be three common words run together, at decor, like home decor, D-E-C-O-R, Asian, like the continent,
mm-hmm.
and then style, style.com.
Are you in front of the computer now?
I'm always in front of it, almost, sadly, yes.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm sending you an email right now that'll have the form for you to fill out, and then just a request for 6 months of your business bank account statement, your most recent tax return. Do you have your 15 filed yet?
No, I don't. I'm in the process of working on that.
And then it'll be a 2014, and then 6 months for business bank account statement. So you should have this.
6 months of business bank account. Okay, you don't need the credit card things or anything?
Nope.
Okay, all right. Let's see, I'm looking for your email. How long would it take you to give me, you know, some sort of indication as to whether this is doable?
Typically 24 to 48 hours. It really just depends on, you know, when I get it and whether, you know, I have the entire file and all that
stuff.
Where
are you located physically?
Where am I located?
Yeah.
I'm in Orange County, California. Our headquarters are in...
About 3:30.
Correct.
Does it come to you directly, what I would send you?
Yes. It'll just come straight to my email.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. I misunderstood your name. I thought it was Bite, B-I-T-E. Nothing wrong with Bice. That's not what I'm All right. Gotcha. Hold on 1 second, okay?
Okay.
Andy? Yeah, Bice is going to be working for me tomorrow from, like, you know, 10:30 to whatever. So if someone will be available to help him, we can get that done. Okay. All right. Thanks, man. All right. I'm sorry. Okay. You know, I'll almost ready to pull the trigger on one of these, but your situation, I think, sounds a little bit better. So I think I might just get more cash out, and I don't think you're quite as expensive. So, and you'll do a longer term, which is good too.
Who are you speaking to currently?
Something called. Are you representing your own product, or are you like a broker for a million other ones?
Well, we have both. Typically, it's in-house. It really just depends on the situation and the portfolio we're working on at the time.
I'd rather not tell you the truth, but
okay.
I don't know that they're all quite the same. But anyway, I had way more contact with this sort of situation than I wish I had to. But you got to do what you got to do to, keep
I understand.
It in the black. Yeah. Okay.
I understand.
All right, Kevin. Well, I appreciate it. I'll get something to you yet this afternoon, I'm sure.
Perfect. That works. We get started on it right away.
All right. Bye.
Bye.